Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings. Singapore Home Brew on Money FM 89.3.
When Taylor Swift departed these shores.
Okay, what a start.
We thought, how are we going to bring events back to the Sports Hub? What could we possibly do to rival Taylor Swift? Well, we've done it. We've done it with the FIBA 3-on-3 Singapore event taking place from the 27th to the 31st of March at the OCBC Square. And we have in the studio now one of Singapore's best...
Biggest star.
Best, biggest, brightest 3x3 basketball players, Nur Alpha bin Emil Putra. Nur Alpha, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me here.
Quick question. How are you going to top Taylor Swift? She took over the Sports Hub for a week. You're about to take over the Sports Hub with the FIBA 3x3 Asia Cup. No pressure. How do you feel about that?
It's definitely going to be a tough competition, but I think we just try and we overcome it.
Hey, that's the reason why he's a sportsman, you
That's
know?
The way. He's got the spirit, the zeal, the drive. All right, let's kick things off. First things first, the FIBA 3x3 Asia Cup at the Sports Hub, OCBC Square. What is it? Tell us about it.
So it's an event, international event for Asia teams, especially with 42 teams coming to Singapore. It's a 3-on-3 event. So I'm not sure if a lot of people is familiar with it yet, but this is an event that's happened last year and is an event that's going to be happening this year and hopefully next year as well. So it's an event where it's high level of basketball, especially, and it's a very important event to bring everyone together to watch the sports.
Just tell us before we go into detail, what is 3-on-3 basketball? Everyone in Singapore loves basketball. It's one of our most popular sports at school, recreationally. But what is 3-on-3 basketball?
So the difference for 3-on-3 basketball is definitely the speed of the game and the amount of players in the game. So 3-on-3 and 5-on-5 differs with the amount of players in the team. 5-on-5 being having up to 13 men in their squad, and 3-on-3 only up to 4 players per team.
Wow.
Yeah, so definitely it's a faster-paced game with a smaller dimension with the court.
How is it smaller?
So we're not using full both half. We're not even using a full half.
Okay.
So beyond the arc, there's a line that's technically, that is the sideline, that's outline. So, and that's already closer to the three-point line than it is.
Oh, okay.
So it forces players to really stay in a compact court to make it to make things quicker.
Right. So it's a fast, fun game to play and watch.
Are you able to share with us how different this is compared to the NBA and, you know, any possible collaborations, perhaps?
I'm not sure much about the NBA with 3-on-3 in terms of that. But for Singapore itself, the Asia Cup, if you can see, the sports itself is one of the most uprising format.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
So it's something that's been, with Olympic introducing it, the previous Olympic, and then this year they're going to bring it in. So I think it's one of the most interesting or especially fun sports that's coming up.
Wow. How did you get into it? How did you know you were good at 3-on-3 basketball? Was you playing at the HDB estate? How did it come about? At school? Or?
I appreciate the compliment.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that I'm that great yet.
Hey, look, you're in the Singapore national team. You better be pretty good because we're going to pay to watch you.
But I'm actually was introduced to the sport only last year.
Oh, wow.
For 3-on-3.
Wow.
So I've been playing 5-on-5 since I was primary 3.
Right.
But only got introduced by playing it in this system last year during a tryout. So when we had a tryout, my Singapore club, the club that I'm playing for, they sent me as one of the players to try out, and this is where I got introduced to the sport and also blessed to have the opportunity to represent
Singapore. But the rules are the same, right? I mean, at least most of them are similar, but just that it's on a higher level because there are lesser players and the speed of the game is a lot faster, right?
So one thing you can take note of is the time.
Yeah.
So in basketball, it's a 40-minute game, right?
Yeah.
But for 3-on-3, it's a 10-minute game.
Oh.
But it can also end early if a team were to reach 21.
Okay.
So there is a time limit or a score limit.
I'm guessing based upon what you're telling me, that it's a quicker game.
It's very.
And I have to say this, I don't wish to embarrass you, but Dan has been worried all morning that you were going to be like 2 meters tall. And Dan is not the tallest guy in the world, and he was worried about the photographs. So without embarrassing you, you're not super tall.
Yeah,
so I'm guessing that's less important on 3-on-3. It's more about low center of gravity, moving quicker.
You can say that. But having a player of a taller stature definitely helps.
Okay. Yeah,
because we always need players who rebound and everything. But with 3-on-3, you can shots. The shot selections compared to 5-on-5 is very different.
Mm.
So it's always more fun. You don't know whether shots. There are technically no bad shots here.
Mm.
Because the shots outside the arc definitely plays a lot. Because when there's a game point, 21, the twos are more than ones.
Right. Do I stand a chance?
No, Alfred, please put him out of his misery. Could he play 3-on-3 basketball?
It's not about height. He's mentioned it already.
He's knee high to a grasshopper.
Hey,
could he play? Could he play 3-on-3 basketball?
Anyone can, I believe so.
Thank you.
That is the most politically diplomatic answer I have ever
heard.
Thank
you, Alpha.
All right, we're talking.
I'll take that.
he'll take anything. We're talking to Nur Alpha bin Amil Puchra, Singapore's 3-on-3 basketball player who's taking part in the FIBA 3-on-3 Asia Cup, which is taking place March 27th to the 31st at the OCBC Square. So when you come out of the MRT station at Stadium, it's going to be right there.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be great. It's
right outside the mall.
Interactive for families to come and watch.
Perfect.
And it's the Asia Cup. Yeah. So tell us about some of the nations who you'll be up against.
So there'll be teams from China, Japan, the previous champions, Mongolia. So this will be very great to see the international level, the competition especially.
I see.
And you can see where our country, how much of a fight we can put up and hopefully bring the success that we've been wanting.
I see. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Alpha. Do you do this full time? I mean, are there any other hobbies that you may have? Or, just tell us a little bit more about your background info.
So for me, my passion for basketball really started since young.
Okay.
In primary school, I was introduced to a sport by a friend.
Mm.
And then I picked it up with a CCA, as a CCA from primary school throughout secondary school and then until poly, so until now. Is it my only hobby? You can say so.
But is it your job? I mean, do you work as well?
Oh, no.
So here's the Kiasu Singapore parent question.
So,
how do you balance? How do you balance playing for the Singapore 3-on-3s and doing your job?
So luckily, I'm still not working yet. I'm waiting for a teaching stint.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'm able to balance it easier. But shout out to all my teammates who are working adults and doing this on the side. So they are the ones that have a tougher time. But I see the way they manage it, and it's definitely something rewarding for them.
So most players they don't do this full time.
Not yet.
Wow.
Not yet.
Most sports people don't do it full time unless they're playing in the English Premier League.
That's just the
reality of sport.
We need more funds in the sports.
But speaking of that, speaking of funding, you've just come back from a training tour, a tournament. Tell us about that.
So we just went to two countries. First, Serbia, because our head coach, Coach Razik, is from there.
How was the weather?
Whew. It was cold. I am not used to the cold. But yeah, so the weather was cold. We had to get used to the weather firstly.
Was you playing indoors or outdoors?
So we were playing indoor most of the time.
Okay.
The only time we played outdoor was when we were in China.
Right.
There was a time. There one of the stops, competition stop in China. We had to play outdoor, so that was something to get used to. Especially it was cold weather.
And was that a training game or a tournament or?
So for Serbia, it'd be training game, and in China, it's a super league that's happening right now.
Oh,
yeah.
So I see. Yeah.
And do you think 3-on-3 basketball is a very practical game for Singapore? I'm guessing it takes up a little bit less space. You need fewer players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that space is a premium in Singapore. We don't have much of it. Is it the kind of sport where Singapore could do well?
I believe so. Seeing success from other countries, I feel like we can replicate almost the same success, hopefully in the near future. Definitely, it's going to take some time. But even with space restrictions and so, basketball can be played almost anywhere.
Mm.
The accessibility to most of the courts that we have in around the HDB, and we're having courts like OCBC Arena. So I feel like this is 300 basketball is definitely practical in Singapore. Yeah.
What more change would you like to see in the basketball scene in Singapore, especially?
Hopefully, the support for basketball, not just in terms of funding or such, but just the passion and love that fans can come down to watch. So definitely, I agree that an event like FIBA Asia really helps it because it brings community together.
Right. Yeah.
So it's great.
Well, it's going to be a great event. It's going to be right in front of the Kallang Wave Mall. Mm-hmm. It can seat up to 600 people. Some of the sessions are free, and even the ones that are not, Dan, they're only $5 for youths and $10 for adults. I mean, that's a price of coffee. What more do you want, folks? Get down there.
Just skip the Starbucks for the day, okay?
Never Head mind your Taylor Swift. Yeah. You can watch Taylor Swift on Disney Plus. Go down and watch a bit of live sport at the OCBC Square. Okay, lecture over. Right, back to you, Alpha. Back to you. I'm genuinely curious. What is the popularity for 3-on-3? The reason I ask that is that about 10, 12 years ago, I never forget this, I was sent to the Philippines to cover the And One. You know, they're a basketball, they make the basketball clothes and everything. Yeah. And One mixtape tour. And it was huge. It was in the Philippines, Manila. And it was that. It was an exhibition game where this And One team came over from the US and they would take on local teams. And of course, Philippines, it's the national sport, right? Mm-hmm. So pick up games, you know. And they'd play this really pumping loud music at the same time. That's why it was called the And One Mixtape Tour. It was so popular. There were thousands of people there. I mean, what is 3-on-3 basketball like? Is the popularity growing for the sport?
I think it's definitely. I think with the sport being a more seamless and fast game, I think it brings a lot of excitement to not only players but also fans. And with the sport being on, with sport just being on a rise in general, I think 3-on-3 is one of those sports that is really exciting and captivating to a lot of people. To say that it's one of the most exciting, I really agree. Especially when I came from overseas to participate in that league, it's really exciting. Even players there.
Can you talk to us a little bit about training? Because I understand it would be quite different, right, as compared to a regular basketball game. So how would a typical 3-on-3 training, basketball training be like?
So we have our usual conditioning, so same thing as our 5v5.
Yeah.
But then there are more towards skills, our skills.
Okay.
It's more of a, in 5v5, no matter what, players can always, will have always flaws. And even for 3-on-3, that will always stay the same throughout the sport. But in 3-on-3, with there being lesser players, everyone must be able to do almost of everything.
The stamina as well,
the
right?
The stamina especially. Imagine. And the physicality. So personally, I feel playing this 3-on-3, physicality plays a lot.
Yeah.
A lot different than a 5v5 with the contact and all.
I haven't actually asked you yet. What position do you play? What is your favourite position?
For basketball in general?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a point guard / shooting guard.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, right. That's very interesting. And more broadly in basketball, who's your favourite players? Who do you admire and why?
If I'm talking about the older generation, one of my...
That would be me. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, of course.
And then for a generation as of now, it would be like Kawhi Leonard.
Okay. That's my favorite as well.
I've got to put my uncle hat on one time. Was you even born when Scottie Pippen was playing?
Oh, definitely.
Chicago
not.
Bulls?
Definitely
and
not. Definitely
have you seen
not.
Have you seen the documentary? It is amazing, isn't it? The Last Dance. The season when the Bulls won their last championship. What was it, the fifth or the sixth?
The sixth one.
It's set across the season. They've got all this footage, so they go back and forth to the season.
Yeah.
And then they come back to the current day and they're interviewing Scottie Pippen and who else is on there? Michael Jordan.
Yeah, the Bulls team.
And who's the crazy guy? Dennis Rodman. And it's hilarious. Because
was that the one with the controversy?
Yeah, because half of them don't like each other.
Yeah.
And they've still got all these grudges and after all these years. It is a magnificent documentary, The Last Dance. Now, I'm guessing it's much friendlier in the Singapore 3-on-3 basketball team. There's no grudges in your team, right?
Oh, definitely not. I think mostly has been positive vibes. But definitely when it comes to training, there'll be a lot of pushing, shoving. But it's just to bring out the physicality and intensity for the players.
And speaking of intensity, which teams are you really hoping to get stuck into in front of a packed house, OCBC Square, outside the Kallang Wave Mall, everyone's cheering. Which teams do you really want to get stuck into? And bear in mind, we've been inspired this week by the Lions coming back 2-2 against China. Which team do you want to get stuck into?
Definitely. with our in our grouping, definitely China. China is a very good team. Wow. We definitely want to be able to put out a challenge against them.
Okay.
And then hopefully be able to go to the next round and play against the previous champion of the Asia Cup.
Is this your first? Is this your first year? Or how long have you been doing? Or how long have you been competing already with the team?
This would be my first year with to represent Singapore. Actually,
wow! Yeah.
No pressure.
How's it feel?
Exciting.
All right, final word to you, my friend. Why should anyone listening, families, friends, why should they come down to watch the 3-on-3 Asia Cup?
I think nothing beats coming down and watching live sports with the atmosphere and the event. And the accessibility to the whole event is just right there. We're at Kallang Wave Mall, right in front of Kallang Wave Mall. Anybody can come, just have a stop. If it intrigues you, come down and watch and support our local athletes.
Couldn't agree
support
more.
Local no, talent, man.
Couldn't agree more because I will say this. Everyone's been saying post Taylor Swift, oh, it's okay having Taylor Swift. What about local? Man, and then when we get the local stuff, they don't come. So don't be hypocrites. You wanted local sports. There's going to be local sports. Almost 30,000 went to see Singapore, China. I was there.
Yep.
It was a good crowd. Let's have the same crowd get down to what's Nur Alpha and his teammates. It's the Singapore taking on the best in Asia at the FIBA 3-on-3 Asia Cup. It's down at OCBC Square, perfect spot, right in front of Kallang Wave Mall. Get online and get your tickets. Some of the sessions are free, but it's $5 for the youths, $10 for adults. You're practically giving the tickets away. Final word, Nur Alpha. Give us a prediction. How are you going to do?
We're going to do just fine. Just believe it.
They're going to come up to the top, Neil, I'm sure, 100%.
Well, you mentioned Scottie Pippen, so I'm expecting Scottie Pippen levels of achievement.
I appreciate that. hopefully.
Yep.
All right, folks. Nur Alpha, thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
And good luck.
Take care. All the best.
Good luck in the tournament.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.